What's up, friends? This is Matt jumping in the feed. DC Fandom is going on right now, and last night I was so excited about DC Fandom and all the trailers dropping. I hadn't seen them all yet. I'd seen like the Suicide Squad one, but everybody was talking that I called up Dave from the DC On Screen, and I was like, "Hey, when's your episode dropping? I want to hear y'all talk about it." And he was like, "I'm realizing now that I tell this entire story on the podcast, so I'm not going to bore you with it. I'm going to basically, I'm here to drop in the feed just a clip of today's episode of DC On Screen, because I got to guest on it and we talked about DC Fandom, and I know a lot of you guys are talking about it in the Stranded Panda chat. So I just want to let you know about this episode by dropping this this little bit. It's the first bit of the episode. And if you like it, if you want to hear me talk about all the trailers that have been out so far at this point last night, go over to DC On Screen, wherever you get your podcasts. They are part of the Stranded Panda family. And yeah, just wanted you guys to know this was going on, because there's a lot of cool DC stuff going on. And yeah, I just had to get on and talk about it. So thank you to Dave and Jason for letting me be a part of their show this week. Enjoy. After this ad, we have no control over.
On this, a very special episode of DC On Screen, I am joined by my friend Matthew Carroll of the Stranded Panda Network as we geek out about the trailers, DC Fandom. Jason and I will be back Tuesday or Wednesday with an in-depth discussion about Fandom, these trailers, and whatever else drops between now and then, so enjoy right after these messages from the people who pimp all the things. Every single thing pimped by these people. Welcome into DC On Screen. This is the podcast where we talk about the DC Comics multiverse on film and television, give honest opinions on projects upcoming and past, and believe that every version of a property is valid, even if we really don't want it to be. If it's been released, it is fair game, so beware of spoilers, and welcome to the show. I'm David C. Robertson, and tonight I am joined by Matthew Carroll of Stranded Panda, Marvel Cinematic Universe, and Star Trek Universe podcast, among others. We thought it would be fun to get this, to get his first Fandom trailer reactions, because guys, you know Jason and me are gonna be like totes here for all this shit. Like we've been watching this thing since like noon today, and over in our Discord channel, just like geeking the shit out, just like happy as hell. But yeah, Jason and I will be doing a proper rundown of everything in Fandom, including trailers, and we'll be recording that on Monday night, just so you know. But Matt, welcome to the show, man.
Thanks, man. Thanks for having me. And I'm going to be honest with you. My getting on the show was a little bit of a deception.
Because, was it a deception?
Yeah, I wrote you to be like, "Hey, man, when are y'all talking about Fandom?" And you were like, "Oh, probably in a couple days." And I was like, "But I need to know what's going on in Fandom. Can you just get on a podcast with me and act like I don't know anything, because that's the truth, and just like tell me what's happening in Fandom?" So yeah, I mean, sure, we're going to give our fun reactions to some trailers, because I've never seen any of them, and I'm going to be the guy who doesn't know that much about DC, but really it was because I wanted your news episode sooner. And I was just like, "Can I just be on it right now? Can we just do it right now?"
Well, I mean, I'm going to honestly have to get, you know, do a little more research, because there was so much stuff that happened today. I didn't retain it all. Like some of the stuff that happened aside from the trailers, I'm just like, I don't know. I can't remember now. But yeah, there's just so much stuff going on in DC right now. And it's a lot of exciting stuff. There's like stuff I didn't send you, like stuff with Andy Muschietti, I think his name is. He did the It movies, you know.
Wow. What's he doing for him?
He's doing the Flash.
What? What Flash? Like the same Ezra movie Miller. Flash? Ezra Miller.
He's doing Ezra. Okay, Ezra Miller.
Right.
All right. Michael Keaton.
Yes.
As
okay, I heard
Burton
that.
Versus Bruce Wayne.
So
and Batman.
This is that version of the Flash he's doing. I thought they already had the director, but I know they've gone through a few or whatever.
Well, that was, I mean, it's been Andy for several months now.
Okay.
Like several months. Like,
I love his It movies are awesome.
They've got, they released concept art for the new Flash costume. And one of the pieces has Burton's Batman standing next to Ezra.
Dude,
I've
not been so excited for this stuff in a long time. Like, I just freaking like having Burton's Batman come back, return after so many years. I mean, you know, it's as if freaking Keaton has been playing around the edges of wanting to come back to Batman. He literally did a movie called Birdman, and then he played Vulture. He's like just into playing winged superheroes. Like, can I do it again? Can I do it again, DC? Look, this is me showing you my chops at playing winged heroes.
And look, like 2 days ago, they dropped the news that Ben Affleck was coming back in the same movie.
Ah, it's so freaking cool.
Yeah. So we're having two Batman.
Yeah.
In the same movie.
Multiverse as hell.
Yeah. Multiverse as hell. Yeah. We're very excited about it. On this show, our tagline has now become, give me all the things. I want all the things.
Yeah. This is freaking awesome, man. I love this direction for DC. Like, they're doing it seems like they're letting the artists make the thing they want to make a little more.
Yes.
It's like the multiverse idea of just making all the different kinds of Batman and all the different kinds of DC stories, allowing them all to exist. Do you know anything about the Sandman series?
I know that, I mean, yeah, there was a whole panel about it today where,
I didn't even know that existed. I've been listening to the Sandman audiobook because we're covering the Sandman audiobook over on MCU cast because that makes sense. No, it's a long story, but, I always wanted to read it, and then it came out on audiobook, and that's how I read things. So,
Well, it's not so much an audiobook as it's like a full-on production.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. No, it has some awesome people in it. So I was like, I'm totally on board for it. So we're doing that over on Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast. And but then as I was just like reading about Sandman, I saw that today that they're doing a Sandman series. I didn't even know that was happening. And that's awesome.
Yeah, that's Netflix. And the difference is going to be that, you know, they're doing the Audible series as a straight adaptation of the comics.
Yes.
That take place between, you know, the 80s and like 1991 or whatever. And the Netflix series takes place as if, like, what would Sandman look like if we had done it in, you know, 2020?
Well, the thing that blew my mind about the Sandman series that I've never known, and we're getting way off topic. I know we need to get to these trailers, but the thing that blew my mind about the Sandman series was that, like, I know this is stupid, but I had no idea. I knew it was in the DC universe. I had no idea how much it would interact with the DC universe.
Oh, absolutely. Like, at some point after Lucifer abdicates the throne, Superman is there.
Right.
Like, he's lording over hell.
Like, yes. So, I haven't gotten that far. Thanks for the spoilers. But no, like...
I believe that's in Lucifer, actually. But.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They do. He does meet Lucifer, and he was... I'm sure it's not, but it, like, almost sounded like the Lucifer from the TV show. Like, the way he, like, produced his voice and everything.
You know, it's Michael Sheen, who was in...
playing Lucifer?
Masters...
Or...
Yeah, Michael Sheen played him. Is playing him in the Audible series.
Oh, he's playing Lucifer. I thought he was playing someone else in the Audible series. I thought he was playing the narrator, maybe, or some. Okay, I'm sure you're right. I'm sure you're right because you know things more than I know.
He was on. He was on the panel today.
Okay,
too. But yeah, he was just. I think he was Aziraphale. In Good Omens.
Oh, no, when you say he's playing on the series, in the series, the TV series, he's playing him.
He's Aziraphale in Good Omens, the TV series.
Yes.
He is Lucifer in the Audible Sandman.
That's what I thought you were saying. But then for a second, I thought you were saying in the new series. And I was like, is he playing in both versions of Sandman? Is he trying to pull a David Tennant and play the same character in two different versions of a thing? Have you seen that where David Tennant played that detective that show? What was that show?
Grace Point. It started off in
America.
Broadchurch
in England. And it's just the same character. That's so weird.
Sort of the same character, yeah. But you know what? He pulled it off.
I have not seen Grace Church, whatever. Okay, so the plan here is to watch these trailers, and you're making me talk about stuff, which you know
it's okay.
You know I'll get suckered into doing.
Everybody knows that's what you do when you're listening to DC on screen. We chase them squirrels, buddy.
That's what we do. That's what we do.
We chase them damn squirrels.
I'm happy to be here to chase squirrels with you.
Squirrely chasing.
Some bat wieners and such.
We haven't used that in a long time.
See, I'm a deep cut man. I'm a deep cut DC on screen fan.
Just because it was the last time you listened doesn't mean that you're a deep cut fan.
I'm a deep cut man.
Yeah, well, real deep cut fans remember is that Bat Wieners is only one part of it. It's Bat Wieners and Flipper Hands.
Yes, I do remember. I just was too embarrassed to say it. Okay, so are we going to watch this trailer? You wanted to start with Wonder Woman, right?
Yeah,
Wonder Woman 1984. What trailers are we talking about tonight?
We're talking about Wonder Woman 1984, the Suicide Squad cast reveal trailer, the Suicide Squad DC fandom exclusive sneak peek that includes some behind-the-scenes interviews and some footage, and including some what appears to be very, very finished special effects. Zack Snyder's Justice League trailer for HBO Max.
Awesome.
And the Batman first teaser.
Okay,
sweet. As well as Batman Gotham Knights, which is the sequel to Arkham Knight, the video game.
What?
Yeah.
What's it called? I missed the words.
Batman Gotham Knights.
Oh, dude. Why are you telling me about this on air? I'm going to cry. Like I could cry. I know I will spend like 40 hours, 50 hours playing that game.
And a trailer for yet another Arkham Universe game, Suicide Squad, Kill the Justice League.
Oh, I knew they were talking about doing a Suicide Squad, and I was hoping it would be in the Arkham Universe. Oh, man. And they've got trailers for these things?
Yes.
Okay, let's get started, because I got to get... I was really excited about the movies, and I know that, like, I think you told me, you were like, yeah, we'll do the games at the end, and I didn't realize you were, like, teasing me with the carrot on the stick, because you know how much I freaking love the Arkham games. Now you've given me a reason to go play all four of them again.
Yeah.
Because I will do Five. Origins. I will. Wait, well, counting VR, yeah.
No, like, There's Arkham Asylum, uh-huh. Arkham City, Arkham Knight.
Arkham Origins.
There is Arkham Origins. That's four.
Arkham VR. Then the
VR is five. There are mobile games.
Oh, sure.
That are set in the same universe.
I don't count those. I didn't even really count the Arkham VR, although I really enjoyed the Arkham VR, but I kind of don't think it... I don't call it in the same universe because of the ending. I think it's a what-if story.
It might be a what if story.
Now, if they bring out this new one and suddenly we find out that actually happened, then yeah, sure.
I mean, I don't know. I don't remember what you're specifically talking about.
Should I spoil it? I know you guys' policy. Oh,
we don't care. It's been years. Okay, it's been years.
Spoiling Arkham VR, it ends with Batman murdering Robin or Nightwing.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm like, what?
Well. I'll let you be the judge of this one then, when you watch the trailer.
Okay, sounds good. Let's get well. Okay, that's the end of this whole podcast, and we were trying to keep it at 20 minutes, but I think we're already there. So let's just keep moving.
Yeah, man. Let's look at this Wonder Woman 1984.
Let's do it. Oh, Chris Pine. So lovely, Chris Pine. Oh, I guess Dave's not back yet. So this is me feeling like I'm going to have to reread my reaction because, you know, Dave's not here yet.
I'm back.
Oh, there he is. As I was saying, laugh heartily, laugh heartily. Oh my, Chris Pine. Does such a good delivery there at the end. Does everyone do?
Yeah.
Does everyone parachute now?
Yeah. Yeah.
So
I my favorite bit from him in that was like, oh yeah, when she's like, oh, I forgot radar. He's like, what are they shooting at us? Yeah.
I thought that was going to be an invisible plane reference.
Right? Yeah, most people did. Most people did.
Okay. Yeah. So it's not, I guess. Okay. So we got Tigress. Is that who that is? The
Cheetah.
Cheetah. Okay. Cheetah.
Mm-hmm.
And
Barbara Minerva. Yeah.
Okay. Barbara Minerva. And then, mm-hmm. But now is that not the same character that's being played by Kristen Wiig, right?
Or is that it? Is, yeah.
Oh, that was Kristen Wiig. Because it showed after her Cheetah, she gallops at her as a cheetah, then it showed her again as Golden Woman. So I don't know if she goes back and forth or if that's just out of time in the trailer. Man, that definitely looks cool, man. I really, really pumped. And they sold me from the very beginning by showing young Diana again, like kid child Diana.
Yeah.
That was the part of the first movie that like really, really sold me. Like I was crying in the first 15 minutes because I don't know. The whole meta thing of like a lot of girls watching the first big budget female superhero movie. And yeah, a lot of young, and then the meta nature of her watching the adult Athenians like fighting in the fields and her wanting to be like them. I was like, oh, they're that's what this is. That got me. It got me.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's opening on that again was, I think, like a great call for this trailer. Got me right in the headspace of like rooting for Diana real hard.
Yeah. And they've been walking an interesting tightrope because this movie should have already been out. It was supposed to have been out, I think, in November of last year or October of last year. And then it got pushed back and they wanted to. No, I mean, it was already done. It was just, you know, scheduling conflicts. So they were just like, you know what, it's going to be better in you know, the original, what was the release date for the first one. So we're going to move it to June. And then COVID happened and it got pushed to August. And then they're like, this isn't wrapping up. So it got pushed again. So, you know,
I'm fully aware of that experience. Yeah. With Black Widow and our Falcon Winter Soldier, all that stuff we've been dealing with on the MCU cast.
So, you know, we're in the COVID pocket universe where everything went awry. But in the prime timeline, it's been released for several months.
Wow. That's cool. How was it?
I didn't get to be in that timeline, unfortunately.
Dang. I was hoping you'd...
Damn it, Barry.
I'd hoping you'd travel to the quantum realm.
Yeah, no.
Reach back here. Sorry, DC, you're right. I'm Flash. Dang it, Barry.
That's right. I mean, hey, this Speed Force, Quantum Realm, it's the same, whatever.
Sorry, forgot what podcast I was on. Dang
it. I'm no Dr. Manhattan. Bringing it back to DC.
Kinda? Yeah, I'm cheesing. Oh, man. Okay. Well, so what other big reactions do you have to that trailer? I think it looks fun. It's badass. The fighting looks awesome.
Yeah.
Her flying through the air. The first time I saw it, I thought it looked kind of silly, her riding lightning or whatever. But like this time it kind of sold me. Like they showed a little more of it. And yeah, looks awesome, man.
Yeah. It's silly. And then you're like, you're a little bit like... How is that going to work? And then you go like, oh, wait. Or maybe a voice in your head goes, Dave, she's a god.
Right.
Where does your suspension of disbelief break off, you know? Like, her father is literally Zeus. You don't think she could ride lightning?
Right. Where's your suspension of disbelief, Dave? You're already believing in God for this. I mean...
Oh, man.
Next trailer?
Sure, but I'll say this. I love Chris Pine. I love everything that he's involved with here. I do suspect that... he's back, obviously. He's back because of whatever Maxwell Lord is doing, and I'm assuming that's because of whatever. Barbara Minerva is an archaeologist, and I assume she finds some sort of artifact that is allowing him, some magical artifact that is allowing him to grant desires to people. And I assume when she has to stop him at the end of this thing, she will lose Steve as well, and we'll have to go through all of that again.
Really? You think she'll lose Steve again? You think they'll play that card twice?
I mean, she wasn't exactly happy in Batman v Superman, was she?
No. No, that's fair. But this is 84. So, like, she could be with him for 40 years.
She might be.
He could be just an old man who let her move on because he's, like, realizes and he's not going to be.
True.
Just like at the beginning of this, he says, you haven't changed a bit and it's been this long. Maybe at the end of the story, he realizes, like, you're a god and I could never be with you because I will grow old and die and you will stay this forever and I can't be a part of this fight forever. Like, maybe he's tired of fighting. He's already died once, you know?
Yeah, maybe. You make a solid point. He might actually be around.
Yeah, because he's probably 40, or I don't know, Chris Pine's 40 probably. And then you add 40 years to that, like, definitely by 2020, he could be dead and buried.
Yeah. You're right.
Even if he lived a natural old age. All right. So what's the next trailer?
Like I said, that is just a snippet of what we talked about. We planned on doing a 20-minute episode. We ended up going over an hour. So that's just the first trailer we talked about. But like, go check it out. DC on Screen. Subscribe. They're gonna be breaking down in much more detail over the next couple weeks, these trailers, and really getting into the nitty gritty of what's going on in the trailers and what's going on in the news and all the stuff that's released. They're super on top of the DC stuff. So DC on Screen. Hope y'all check it out.